Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pennsylvania shutting down schools for the rest of the academic year. Is this something that you believe New York State should consider immediately?
Well, let me first start by speaking more as a parent, and you know, I'm torn to have to see my boys not be in school and not with the idea of them not returning for the remainder of the school year. That sits tough for me. My older boy has struggled emotionally, especially with being out of school, and it would be tough to see them not return. But my number one obligation, both as a parent and as a board member, is the safety of our students, our families, our staff. And when I look at the data, I look at the projections in front of me and see that it doesn't look like things are going to be improving greatly in the near future. The risk is just too great for me to believe that we could return safely by the end of this school year. And in looking at everything and prioritizing safety of everybody, I believe that it would be the best decision to make a call for all schools to be closed for the remainder of this year in New York State.
Now, there have been other superintendents, local superintendents, who have said there's a better than not chance this is going to happen. And do you like the way the state is handling the extended cancellation or closure in the kind of 2-week increments, I guess, if you will?
First, I want to say that I think Governor Cuomo has handled this entire crisis very well. I think he's communicated very well. I think he has certainly done all that he can to ensure the safety and health of the citizens of the state. But I think there could be more collaboration and open dialogue with our school systems to make sure that his decisions, his executive orders are also what's best for our school systems. And the 2-week increments are making it very difficult for us as a district to plan long term. And it's also creating this escalated anxiety that people are already experiencing, wondering what's going to happen next. And if we were able to, you know, have a final determination on the closure for the year, it would make it much easier for us to plan and to continue the remote learning and services that are being provided long term.
As a parent and a board member, are you satisfied with the way the kids are learning at home, your kids are learning at home? Is there a system in place? Is there a good kind of backup? Obviously, there's no real substitute for them not being in school, but is it the best case scenario?
I am actually incredibly impressed with how, in such a short amount of time, the district, all the way down to principals and teachers, have been able to adapt and sacrifice and provide this continued learning remotely. Both of my boys, one in first grade, one in fourth grade, have had almost daily contact with their teachers online. We're able to do as much as we can as parents with them. And, you know, I think there has been opportunities to continue that learning, and we're prepared as a district to continue providing that if the district were to, or if the schools were to close for the remainder of the year. It's a great undertaking, but we're prepared to maintain this. And that will begin district-wide, too, with providing devices to all of our students in grades 3 through 8. Currently, they don't all have access to a device, and there's a plan that's being rolled out starting next week for those students to have access to a device. That seems to be one of two major challenges in ensuring continuity and learning: access to a device and then also access to internet, which is something we're continuing to work on in providing hotspots for more of our students that don't have those hotspots to connect to the internet. And even just today, I had somebody reach out to me that's from a internet company that's willing to provide free service for some of our students and families for up to 3 months. And then, you know, the other thing, too, is the addressing the whole child and the needs of the whole child. We are prepared. We have been providing meals, breakfast and lunch to all of our families. We're prepared to continue to do that throughout June, if schools were to close for the remainder of the year. There has been social emotional support that has been provided with resources and access to mental health staff, our community partners such as Say Yes. We have an ongoing help hotline that staff and parents and community members and students can reach out to. And then just began this last Saturday with an opportunity to access a virtual Saturday Academy, which is something that would continue as well.
Mr. Scott, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything you think the audience should know?
Yeah, actually, one more big thing, which goes beyond just, you know, the safety and the social emotional impact of this, and that's the economic impact. With the state finalizing their budget and economically being impacted by this crisis, Buffalo Public Schools right now is facing up to a $90 million deficit for the coming school year. And so we need to find a way to close that deficit. And one of the things that we discussed last night in our board meeting is that if we had a determination to close our schools right now for the remainder of the year, we potentially could save up to almost $40 million if that decision was made. And that would help us close that deficit. And also, I think it's important because if we have to come back in the summer and provide some intensive summer school instruction, and then we return next year, with what our kids have gone through, our families have gone through, it would be extremely detrimental for them to have to come back to cuts in services and staff and supports that they're certainly going to need when we return to school.
I just want to clarify something real quick. Are you saying that the earlier that Cuomo makes the decision to cancel schools for the rest of the year, the more money you will save as a district?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. And you know, so that's coming from the state. And we understand that the reality of the economic impact on the state and the budget and how that's now trickling down to localities and school districts. But help us out a little bit here. If we're going to be experiencing these deep cuts, we could see an incredible amount of savings that would help in closing the deficit that we're experiencing. And the earlier, the better. And most of that has to do with reduced costs with transportation. We have two big contracts with transportation. And then we have many, many contracts with community-based organizations, many of which aren't providing our in-school services at this time.
So that's where the cut would be from, would be more from those two things, so the transportation and then the community school services that aren't really available right now anyway?
Correct, yeah. Transportation and community-based organizations. We have, you know, several contracts with community-based organizations that provide services to our students on a daily basis, but because of not being in school, many of them are not providing that service anymore. And we're, you know, obligated to keep them under contract. But if we knew that the schools were going to be closed and we would not be returning and then accessing those services it would allow us the opportunity then to tap into cutting out back on that and reducing the deficit that we have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.